So I'm here with Lucy Gardner, and she is author of the Scroll article, Rights for Sale, The Toll of Human Trafficking in Eastern Idaho. So Lucy, can you tell me a little bit just about your article briefly?
Yeah, so it's about human sex trafficking, and it's about not where it happens all over like third world countries, that's kind of what our mind goes to, but it also happens in local areas. So I wrote about how it is going on in Eastern Idaho as well.
Yeah, and so I see you put in here that Idaho received 44 calls about human trafficking, according to the Human Trafficking Hotline. And what I thought was really interesting is that Sydney Jensen, who you interviewed, then she said that someone could be sold through Craigslist and his or her mother really might have no idea about this. Could you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, so human trafficking is so secretive and it's so hard to find a lead. But when you find a lead, like Idaho received 44 calls, then it can really take you to where it is happening. And so it's so secretive and there's so much power that they get until we talk about it. And so Sydney Jensen, the girl I interviewed, talked about how we can stop, we can disrupt human trafficking by speaking up about it and talking about it, because it really can happen to anyone and it's so easy to get into, and there's not very many ways to get out of human trafficking.
Now, I kind of wanted to know a little bit more about, because I really like your article, but what I wanted to know a little bit more about was how a person could get to this point where they're being sold. Mm-hmm. You know, like, how does someone get there?
Yeah, so there's many ways. There's many people who are deceived and tricked into it, and there's people who have hit a really low point in their life where they do it out of desperation for money in return. But there's many ways that can happen. There's many different situations that will lead them to it in their lives.
Does social media play a big part in this, especially with like teenagers?
Definitely. Social media plays a big part, and a big portion of people who are trafficked is people who run away from home, and that's usually due to social media pressure and things that they read online.
Like what kind of things?
Well, like in high school, for instance, there were a lot of high schoolers that were being bullied on social media, and so they ran away from home and got into that lifestyle. And other things, just reading about people's experiences, and like they were deceived through articles that say, oh, you can earn so much money from doing this, or you can have better experiences through it.
And then something else Sydney talked about, she said, like you were saying, there's a lot of ways people can be, or people can get into being trafficked. And she says there's only one way out. And I wonder, did she mention like what that way is? Like, is she talking about suicide or something like that?
No, she was mostly talking about how it's really it comes down to a personal choice to get out. You can reach out for help, or in some cases around the world, there's, like it said, ex-Navy SEALs, ex-FBI agents who go in and actually physically help them and give them that gateway to freedom.
Right. And then you talk about a bill that has been proposed. If you solicit a prostitute, then you would be charged with a felony on the first offense. And then Representative Cheney said that he is worried about it being a statement. And can you give us any more like insight into that?
Yeah, so Brent Crane, the representative of Idaho, really wanted to stop human trafficking through means of like prostitution. And it's a great bill, but there were concerns that it wouldn't fully stop trafficking. And so they put it on hold so that they can get more comments from officials and legislature.
Right, because prostitution really is a very broad term.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and if this bill passed, then Idaho would be the only state in America so far to make it a felony rather than a misdemeanor.
But I assume that even if it is just a statement, then that would gain more awareness. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of maybe what they're thinking about.
That's, I think, as well, yeah. And they're doing the first step. They're talking about it to disrupt the trafficking that's happening all around us.
And speaking of disrupting, can you tell us a little bit about the event that's going to be happening on Wednesday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's called Emancipation, Disrupting the Modern Slave Trade. And that's really what human trafficking is, modern slavery. And so this event will have a panel of people who will answer questions and help people be more aware of trafficking that's happening right in front of our eyes. And so there will be different people there, and there will also be a survivor there who will tell her story as well.
Great. And so is it just going to be like a question and answer period?
That's what I gathered, yeah, from Sydney.
So let's say that, you know, I attend this Disruptor event and I become really aware and I'm really involved. How could I get more involved?
It's a great question. It's human trafficking is such a heavy topic. It's not something that comes up quite often at the dinner table, you know? And so just getting it out there and talking more about it is the first step, but also there is ways that you can volunteer through Operation Underground Railroad, which goes in and they have volunteers who donate money and they make it more aware. And then those money and funds go to ex-Navy SEALs and CIA and all those people who go in and find the people who are being trafficked. And so there's ways you can volunteer. There's also a text line that you can text to get updates on operations and missions going on.
Awesome. And again, that was Lucy Gardner, the author of the Scroll article, Rights for Sale, The Toll of Human Trafficking in Eastern Idaho. Feel free to read her article in this week's edition of the Scroll, and also remember to go to the Emancipation, Disrupting the Modern Slave Trade on March 14th. It's at 7 p.m. till 8:30 at the Hillcrest High School. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Brianna Willis.